Well, the first speaker was Patricia King, and I have to admit, when I first saw her, I thought of there's another speaker that I see that just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But anyway, I saw her, I'm like, oh my. But when she started speaking, you know, when she talked, and she, as Karen said, you know, she was one of the ones that said, we're all equal, you know, there's nobody up here, you know, she's equal with us, and it really touched me. And the key verse she used was, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the King.
Yes.
And she was talking about how we should honor our leadership in our country. She also said, no compromise, but no dishonor. She was talking about Daniel and King Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were under King Nebuchadnezzar. And when Daniel went, they were feeding them from the table of the king. But that wasn't good for them. They needed to have a different diet. And Daniel went and asked respectfully if they could be fed. They could be fed differently. And because of the respect and the way that it was asked, it was granted. But then Nebuchadnezzar built the golden idol and wanted them to worship the idol. And when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they respectfully declined. So they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar saw him running around with the fourth person and brought him out. And when he brought him out, he fell on his face and he said, we're gonna worship and praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they turned his heart, and he actually went from politician to preacher. And then when, again, later on when King Darius became king and was tricked into having the decree that men would only worship him, but Daniel respectfully went to his room as he always did and prayed three times a day to his God. Of course, he was thrown into the lion's den. And the next morning, King Darius ran out and asked, called in and said, are you, Daniel, has your God protected you? Are you still there? And Daniel said yes, and prayed for King Darius. And King Darius turned and worshiped his God, the God of Daniel. And she was talking about, you know, how even though our leadership, our president, or other leaders in the world, even though they're not doing things that they should be doing, and they're, you know, representing evil, that we should not compromise our ideals, still stand up for what's right, but we need to do it in a respectful way and not tear down and not say bad things. I've seen a lot of things on Facebook and a lot of emails that are very disrespectful. And I have to admit, you know, some of them I laugh at and all, but I've gotten so to the point now that I don't even, if I see it's something like that, I'll delete it, and you know. And that's pretty much where, you know, with that really touched me. We also had the worship there, as you said. The worship was just awesome to be able to have the freedom to just to be in his presence and just, you know, it, as he said, it's different. You're going out of your ordinary, your everyday, your normal into something different. And it was just a total awesome experience. The love there that people had. People would just walk up and lay their hands on you and just bless you and love you. And it just, it was wonderful. They even had some Amish people there. And this one Amish young man who had his beard and his, you know, looked Amish. And he had the biggest smile on his face the whole time we were there. Every time you'd see him, it's this big smile. And just the love there. You know, it was just wonderful. Yeah, he was shunned from his from the Amish community for this. But, you know, they just, the love, you could just see the love in his face, the joy.
Amen. It's true. You know, yeah. You know, when you get with a bunch of strangers, you can worship with abandon because you figure nobody knows you. If you just act like a fool, what do they know? That's just, oh, did you see that woman? Yeah, oh, well. Of course, then we realized that we were captured on videotape, and you're going to see a clip of that in a minute. So maybe we weren't as anonymous as we thought. Oh, man. Amen. You know, God, the Bible says that there is no authority except that which is delegated by God. And so even when people who are downright pagans, like the ones that Daniel had to deal with, who were actually putting to death the people of God, even though they advocated all of these ungodly things, although we can have no compromise in our stand for the truth, nevertheless, we are called to respect the office because God has created that office. And so we need to do that. And when we do that, when we see the results in the book of Daniel, the very kings that sought to destroy the things of God actually fell on their face and worshiped God and declared in powerful words his decrees and praises. It was amazing. I want to share two experiences that I had, both completely different. Father, I pray that you would right now just give me the grace to convey your heart through my words, Lord. And I pray that those listening would be able to lay a hold of who you are and how you feel towards them through these experiences, God. In Jesus' name I ask. I didn't think we were going to this conference because, frankly, things are tight and I didn't have any money. There were a couple conferences that people were inviting us to, and we just didn't have any money for any of them. But this one lady, the friend that we've made, Dulce, who's Portuguese, she suffered in the Angola Civil War. She fled the country with her family. She was in Brazil and eventually came up to the United States. And just a rich, rich-spirited woman just implored us, if there's any way, just pray about it and see what God does, because I'd love for you to come. So we went and did our income taxes, and normally we either have to pay the government more money or we get like a little bit of money enough to go out to dinner on or something. For some reason, we got back several hundred dollars this year. And it's like, well, there's God's provision. I guess we're going. So we paid a couple bills. We had enough to pay for the conference and pay for the hotel rooms, and we got all pumped up, and we're like, yeah, we're gone. Road trip! And we're all psyched, and we get to the hotel, and we're just, you know, we're pumped, man, because the room we had bought into a block of rooms. Someone had bought a block, and we had rented into one of those, and in the brochure it had the jacuzzi. I know my wife loves the jacuzzi, man. She's like, oh, I'm going to get out of there. I'm just going there, man. And we get to the room, and the guy, I introduced myself, and the guy said, oh, I've got a note here for you. I'm like, what? Okay. And he reads the note, and it was, the previous shift manager from the previous day said, you guys didn't show up on time, so we gave away your reservation. And it's all your fault, basically. Now, we didn't book for the previous night. We had no reason to be in Pennsylvania the previous night. The conference didn't start till the day we got there. And in my natural man, before the Lord gave me mercy and I was born again in the Lord, years ago, my natural man would have bristled. Yeah, you did what? Don't It would have been ugly because they had no more rooms. We're sorry we gave away your reservation. And by the way, we don't have any rooms. And, you know, everybody's coming to this conference. I don't know, you know, you're in a mess of trouble. And I was thinking, nobody, you're in a mess of trouble. But that would have been my natural man. But God gave me grace. And I realized that this man didn't do it. He just showed up for work and had to deliver the news. This poor guy. And I'm sure he thought, man, this guy is just going to, you know, spew all over me. And it's going to be a bad night. And just please get it over with so I can get through this thing. But God gave me grace, and He helped me to realize that, hey, He had provided for this thing. I'm only there by the grace of God anyway. I wasn't even supposed to be there. It was His intervention that allowed us to go. So I'm like, well, God, if You've got this for us, then I don't have to worry about this. This is something You're going to take care of. In fact, I've learned in my life, if you're expecting something great from God, and you sense that God is going to do something amazing, usually the enemy will try to get in there right at the last minute to agitate things and stir things up and get your heart out of focus off of God. So this had the enemy's signature all over. I'm like, I know who did this, man. This is just the devil messing with me. And I am not about to give him any time. My heart belongs to the Lord. I'm expecting from Him. And so I just blessed the guy and I said, hey, brother, I appreciate that. And he said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call over to the Comfort Inn and see if they've got something. So he called over there, and they had a couple rooms left. And he said, now, I want you to give my customers a good price. I mean, these are really nice people, so do them right. And he says, I got you set up. They got a jacuzzi over there. It's going to be great. So I thought, man, that is so nice of you. Thank you. You got a $1 million attitude. And so I gave him a $1 million gospel bill track. And he loved that. So, you know, God's name was honored in that, and it was a good thing. So we went over to the Comfort Inn, and I'm all pumped up, and he's like, yeah, we got your room for you. Hold on, let me just get the paperwork out. And we went, filled out the paperwork, and he said, just sign right here. We even threw in the jacuzzi for no extra charge. And I'm thinking, oh, that's cool, man. As I'm about to sign the papers, I see the price of the room. And I'm like, oh, man. I said, is that the price of the room? Oh, yeah, we gave you the great rate. We gave it through in the jacuzzi for free. It was $50 per night more than what we had budgeted for. And we'd already spent all our money to go. And this is three nights. So I'm thinking, wow. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh. So I said, well, Lord, okay. So I signed the thing and grabbed our luggage and went up to the room, and Missy's all excited, and, you know, she's putting her stuff away, and I'm like, hey, babe, you know, I've got something to share with you. It's going to be $150 more than we budgeted. And, you know, she went pale. So we just decided to pray. And I said, God, you know, and I know, I don't have $150. But I am not going to let this steal my joy. And so, God, because there's absolutely not a thing I can do about it, I'm just going to give it to you. You know, this is your conference, Lord. So, praise God. I'll deal with that when it's time, when it's checkout time. For now, I'm going to go enjoy the Lord. I'm going to enjoy your presence. I'm going to worship and thank you. So we're going out to the parking lot to get ready to go. I had a couple more things to unload, and I saw this couple in the elevator, and they walked with me out to the parking lot. I said, you guys going to the conference? And they're like, yeah, we're going to the conference too. And I'm like, how you doing? They're like, well, not good. We just lost our room at a hotel. We had it set up one way. We got to the Hampton, and they said, no, we can't accommodate you. You're just gonna, and we don't have any other rooms, you know. You're just going to have to find somewhere else. So we came here. I'm like, son of a gun. Man, we got kicked out too. And I started telling about our experience. I said, but you know what? I'm not going to let that bother me. I came to worship God. Man, I'm going to worship God with all my heart. I don't care. I can't wait to get to this place. It's just like, yeah, what he said. So we got all excited and got to the conference. And they heard about it ahead of time. We got there late because of the stuff. But they started praying for us. And they got our registration and our booklet. And they wrote on there, double portion.